You're listening to SBS News.
As head of the Commonwealth, covering Africa, Asia, the Americas, Europe and the Pacific, Queen Elizabeth II was a pioneer with her recognition of the importance of cultural diversity and multiculturalism. It was one of the few areas of political life in which the Queen publicly expressed an opinion, demonstrated here in her 2004 Christmas speech to the Commonwealth.
Some people feel that their own beliefs are being threatened. Some are unhappy about unfamiliar cultures. They all need to be reassured that there is so much to be gained by reaching out to others, that diversity is indeed a strength and not a threat.
In Multicultural Australia, producers of SBS's various language programs have been talking with their listeners about the Queen. Silva Metzer from SBS Arabic says callers on Arabic 24's phone-in program paid tribute to the monarch for faithfully serving the Commonwealth for so long.
Our callers today from Arabic background, they remembered her exemplary commitment to the crown, putting her duties before her own family, before her own children, including her even husband. Callers expressed their concerns at the same time regarding the royal family unity after the Queen's death, as she was the one absorbing scandals and rifts within the close family, royal family circle.
Producers have also been reflecting on their memories of the monarch, Silva recalling her own encounter with the new king on one of his visits to Australia. She was in a crowd hoping to catch a glimpse of the royal with her daughter Maria, who was then just 1 year old.
He kindly got closer to us and spoke jokingly to her, praised her beauty and asked me if she really loves her milk and if she is a good girl. He showed attention and he was keen on chatting with me about how beautiful the day was. It was indeed a lovely sunny day, and he said that he was always jealous of Australia's sun, beautiful sunshine.
Elsa Sang from the SBS Cantonese service grew up in Hong Kong while it was still under British rule. She says Hong Kongers were enthusiastic about the Queen.
I remembered seeing Queen Elizabeth II in person when the radio and television Hong Kong staged a welcome concert for her during her second visit in Hong Kong in 1986. And it was really a big event for Hong Kongers at that time.
Another ex-Hong Konger who works for the SBS Cantonese program is Thomas Sung. He admits that there were concerns about how Hong Kong police cracked down on people who made adverse comments against the Queen while Hong Kong was still under British rule. However, he says the monarch was a positive influence.
She was a stabilizing force. She comforted people when they were in difficulties, in war, in natural disasters, something like that. So she's been very stabilizing in one way. She is a stabilizing force. And her public image is kind, close to people. Everybody likes her.
SBS Cantonese's Aaron Wan has been looking to the future. What does he see as the major challenge for King Charles III?
I feel Charles always was lost in the shadow of his mother, the Queen, and has no impact in my view of the royal family. But nevertheless, he did seem to support the royal family and its image in the world. And I guess he now has to establish respect in his own right, for example, through his actions as the new monarch.
When King Charles, Prince Charles as he then was, visited Australia in 2012, he paid tribute to the extraordinary vibrancy of the multicultural society that he had seen in Australia. Alan Lee, SBS News.